And we're back from the Marina Inn in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. If you can't get through on the phones, no problem. You can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, your phone number, your question, or your problem. We will solve it right here on the air. A little bit of history here. Myrtle Beach was actually incorporated as a town in 1938, became a city in 1957. 215, that's the number of average, that's the average number, or maybe they're just average days that are sunny in Myrtle Beach. When most people think about Myrtle Beach, they think about, you know, the beach, obviously, and the sand and spring breakers. And I go back to the days of, which wasn't that long ago, just timeshares. And it didn't exactly scream the arts. And yet my next guest knows a little bit about that because she's about to scream right back at me. It's Sandy Kendrick, who's the executive director of the Horry County Arts and Cultural Enhancement Program. Hey, Sandy.
Hi.
Hi. I like them. Hi. Say that again. Hi.
Hi.
Good. I like that. Okay. I mean, people don't think of a symphony when they think of Myrtle Beach, but you got a symphony.
We do. We have a wonderful symphony, the Long Bay Symphony. Dedicated musicians. They're just starting their season in October of this year.
And how long have they been around?
Over 20 years.
That's great.
Yes.
The Art Museum?
The Art Museum is awesome. And the Art Museum's free to the public.
That also makes it awesome.
Yes. They have wonderful programs for children. They have great, unique exhibits.
The thing that I like is you have a children's theater.
Children's museum.
But they also have a theater, don't they? They don't have a theater?
Not a children's theater.
Ah.
No, it's a children's museum. It's an interactive experience for kids and their parents. And
well, if it's an interactive experience,
it's
then...
It's theater.
Yeah,
that's
there
right.
You go.
See, that's right.
Help me out here, Sandy. And... Now, of course, everybody has a festival, but you know, a shrimp festival to me is not the arts. It's just it's eating shrimp, right? But when you talk about the museum, what's in that museum that's going to make me want to go there?
Oh, the Art Museum has got some wonderful exhibits coming up. They've got one that is going to be through the end of October, and it's Drew Brophy. He is a native of Myrtle Beach, and he's a surfboard painter.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool to see that.
So all his boards on display?
Not all of them. But quite a few, yes.
And these are boards that are still being used, or they're art pieces now?
They're art pieces. He's nationally known for his painting on the surfboards.
Now, the one thing that, I don't know if it's part of the arts, but it's certainly part of the total experience here is, you know, if you look around the United States, and I asked this question, it was one of our trivia questions not too long ago, if you could name the states in the United States that didn't produce wine, there are only maybe two. South Carolina is not one of those two that you produce wine.
Produce wine?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes. And there are festivals at the vineyards that include concerts. People can bring, the whole family can go with a picnic. And
the kids can drink wine. Don't say that.
No.
Still, I mean, when the symphony performs, do you do it out on the beach every once in a while?
No, they don't. They perform at the Myrtle Beach High School, as well as the Carolina Master Chorale, which is an incredible vocal group that we have here. They use the high school as their venue as well.
And yet, there's got to be a website for people to know that they can come and look at just to find out what's going on, because otherwise I'd have no way of knowing.
Well, of course there's a website.
I'm setting you up, Sandy.
Thank you. Yes, our organization has a website that just went live this year, and we are trying to stay current with everything that's going on, and that is www.horryace.org. Again, remember the H is silent.
But it's Horry.
ACE.org, yes.
How do you guys get funded? You're a nonprofit?
We are a nonprofit. We are funded partly from the State Arts Commission. We certainly do not turn down any individual gifts. We seek funds from foundations and our membership.
Now, there used to be an Air Force base here.
Yes.
But it's not here anymore.
No.
But you use the actual facilities for the barbecue, don't you?
Yes.
See, I know that.
Yes, every Labor Day weekend. Beach, barbecue, and boogie.
So next year, you got a plan to come down?
Yes.
Beach, barbecue, and boogie, yes. at a former Air Force base.
It is. It's the grounds of the former Air Force.
Which is out by the airport anyway.
It is.
I know. Every once in a while, okay, cool. Yes. And of course, I made fun of it before, but if you're going to do the shrimp festival, it's shrimp and jazz, and
yes.
That's on the river.
It's in Little River.
Yeah.
Yes, which is just north of Myrtle Beach. And that's going to be October 11th and 12th.
See, you got all your dates right, you got all your times right, you got the website out, you're covered.
I studied.
And you know what you win for that? Nothing. Thanks, Sandy. Sandy Kendrick from the or I almost said Horry. It's Horry County Arts and Cultural Enhancement Program. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more of your calls from Myrtle Beach in South Carolina right after this.